Lead and its dangers are in the news a lot lately. But what exactly happens when lead comes into contact with the developing brain and growing body? WESA's Larkin Page Jacobs looks at the medical science behind lead poisoning.
Jenny Stallnaker, her husband, and their three-year-old son, Towns, spend a good 2 hours cleaning their house every night before bed. They're trying to eliminate any lead or lead dust on the surfaces in their more than century-old home in the Pittsburgh neighborhood of Spring Garden. The nightly ritual began after Towns tested positive for lead in his blood at age one.
I didn't really know what to think. What does that mean? Is this, you know, is it permanent damage? You know, and a lot of that is still up in the air. We don't know. You know, he has some behavioral issues. Is that autism? Is it caused by lead? You know, a lot of these things we still don't know.
Those unknowns keep parents like Stallnaker wondering and worrying. She sees danger everywhere, from the enamel in cookware to shiny toys imported from China. Town's pediatrician, Dr. Catherine Udeku, says without testing, there's no way to know if a child has lead poisoning.
The scary part about lead is that there are no symptoms. Early lead poisoning, there will be totally normal, beautiful babies, toddlers walking around, and you would never suspect that there was anything wrong at all.
Despite a lack of initial signs, lead can take a toll on a growing body. Dr. Anthony Pizon, chief of medical toxicology at UPMC, says there are a number of ways that lead impacts the developing brain and bones. For one, lead mimics calcium really well.
Calcium is often the trigger to release neurotransmitters. And neurotransmitters are the way neurons communicate with each other. They send little chemicals to and fro that signals a response to the next neuron, to then send a response to the next neuron, and so forth, and eventually move your arm, or have a thought, or store a memory.
And since the releasing of these neurotransmitters is affected by calcium, and lead behaves like calcium,
it often can cause inappropriate release of neurotransmitters, or it can block the release of neurotransmitters.
As a young brain grows and develops, its cells are learning how to communicate and to become more efficient, and calcium plays an important role. Lead, which the body believes is calcium, interferes with this process, and bad neuroconnections, like faulty wiring, are allowed to remain and may lead to memory problems and issues with balance. It can also cause the premature death of brain cells, of which there's a finite amount. Another impact is how lead interferes with the coating on the neurons. That coating, like the plastic that surrounds a wire, is essential to the body's function. Imagine wire after wire touching each other, sending messages all over the body. If the coating on the wire is frayed or disrupted, signals get lost, connections fail. And just like calcium, known for building strong, healthy bones, lead finds its way there too.
Matter of fact, 90% of the lead that you're exposed to ends up embedded in your bone. And by being embedded in your bone affects bone growth. And in children who are still growing, it will arrest bone growth.
The potential impacts of lead poisoning are frightening. But Pizon says he feels a lot of stories are being blown out of proportion when it comes to lead in drinking water. He knows not everyone shares his view.
Other people may take the evidence and show that, well, we should be concerned because we know a certain amount of lead does cause damage, so any amount of lead would cause damage. But I think there are bigger fish to fry, like worrying about lead paint in older homes than worrying about the tiny amounts of lead in tap water, because it's probably meaningless.
Jenny Stallnaker fell in love with the original woodwork, horsehair plaster, and hardwood floors in her house, all of which turned out to be coated with lead. These days, she's less focused on the house.
As a parent, I just want to know how to help him. I'm less concerned with what caused it, but certainly that would be nice to know, and we may not ever know.
Town's 9-month-old brother isn't old enough to get tested, but it's coming up soon.
He'll be tested at his 1-year appointment, and, you know, all we can do is hope that the hours invested in cleaning have done something to get all the dust out of the house.
Her family recently got some good news. Town's lead levels have gone down. Their pediatrician, Dr. Udeku, remains vigilant, pushing prevention through cleaning and remediation, consistent follow-up testing, and an eye on the numbers.
It's nothing within the realm of lead can be good for a body. And the smaller the body, the more at risk you are.
I'm Larkin Page Jacobs, 90.5 WESA News.